Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm back with my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. It's good to see you.
Good to be with you.
We're going to be discussing lesson 277 today, Let Me Not Bind Your Son with Laws I Made. So before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Let me not bind your son with laws I made.
Your son is free, my father. Let me not imagine I have bound him with the laws I made to rule the body. He is not subject to any laws I made by which I try to make the body more secure. He is not changed by what is changeable. He is not slave to any laws of time. He is as you created him because he knows no laws except the law of love.
Let us not worship idols, nor believe in any laws idolatry would make to hide the freedom of the Son of God. He is not bound except by his beliefs. Yet what he is far beyond his faith in slavery or freedom. He is free because he is his Father's son, and he cannot be bound unless God's truth can lie, and God can will that he deceive himself. Let me not bind your son with laws I made. And so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence. Together, let's take another good deep breath. Let us not worship idols. That admonition has been around a long time, right? But we don't necessarily, I think, by and large, understand what idols are. Idols aren't just the golden calf. Idols are so subtle that they're imperceptible to our normal everyday thinking and watching of our mind. But they can be attachments to YouTube channel shows or television shows or people or the work that we do. Even ministry can become an idol when it's put ahead of being joined in union and relationship with God. Anything that we put between us or ahead of that practice of the holy instant when we, before anything, literally, before every moment of the day, that we fail to catch ourselves, take a good deep breath, turn within, and join in dialogue, in relationship with our higher self, the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than our right mind. But nonetheless, if we're distracted by literally anything else, whether it's our bank account or our health, or as he points out in this lesson, the body, we become a slave to the body because we idolize it. And at once, in the Course in Miracles, he teaches us that it's at once the, you know, our salvation and our destruction. Because in one moment we depend on it to believing that it is our life, that we can't live without it, and that's a lie. And at the other moment we believe that it'll destroy us because of some diagnosis or some illness or some accident, and that we will be no more. So we idolize the body, clearly. And I think almost innocently, without even being conscious of it. So that's why this thought system is so important. One of the reasons, I should say. There are so many reasons it's so important, but that's one of the reasons it's so important, because it is a thought system in and of itself that helps us to see what we were blind to. We're blind to our own slavery. We've been enslaved by a mind of fear. We've been enslaved with the concept that we are body when we're not. We are as God created us. We are mind. We are spirit. The body is contained within us. We are not contained within it. We are limitless, infinite, as God created us to be. So let me not bind your son. So let me not see my brothers and sisters as bodies. Because then I'm following the same, caught up in the same binding. I'm caught up in the same, you know, illusion that they are something that they're not. And in order for me to truly begin to see myself as holy as God has created me to be, to see myself as innocent as God has created me to be, to see myself as perfectly sinless as God has guaranteed me to be, I have to see my brothers and sisters through that vision. I cannot do it when I'm seeing through the eyes of the ego. I can only do it. It's only possible, and it's immediately possible when I join in union and relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Beautiful. Beautiful. There's so much that you just said and so much in this lesson, and I don't have a lot to add other than the idea of what are the laws that I make to rule the body? What are the laws that I make, the little rules, the little axioms, the little if this, then that, you know, that I make up regarding the body, not just the physical body, but the body of affairs or the way I believe that things work, and the limitations that I put upon myself and upon others, that each one of them becomes like the iron rebar or bar of the prison, you know, that I put myself in, and I do it to myself. Mm. Nobody's doing it to me. And, you know, some of them might be belief systems of lack and limitation, or that I must suffer, or that I look to conditions for permission. So, you know, with regard to age or with regard to body or with regard to education, you know, that something is not possible to me unless I'm qualified by some outer entity. There are just a myriad of ways that I make up these little rules, these laws that then become the idols that I place before God, because in God, as God, you know, we are spirit, we are unlimited, and we are free. I think the human evolution that we are at this juncture with the the shift in the magnetic field, and with the fact that we are quote unquote demonstrating faster that the law of cause and effect is happening faster and faster, that we're also in this place of beginning to let it all go. I see, you know, I watched a movie recently called The Minimalist, you know, that there is a trend out there to begin to let things go, to begin to let idols go, to begin to let objects go, to begin to let go of the things that we thought that we must have in order to justify our experience in life, and or to justify our worthiness, or to justify our identity. And so Let us not be bound, but let us be free. Let us let go and release all of the little axioms and rules that I've made up. I have this image that was given to me previously of like an etch-a-sketch. Mm-hmm. And we make all the little lines and the little squiggles with the rules that we make and the laws that we make. And at any moment, what can we do? We can take that etch-a-sketch and we can shake it. And when we shake it, the slate becomes clean. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this lesson reminds me of, that I am as God created me. I cannot be bound. And God's truth sets me free. And let me not bind your son or myself with the laws I make.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Let me not bind your son with the laws I make. God's truth is what we are coming in contact with here. And it does hem us in a little bit because it causes us and it requires us to take a closer look at our own thinking. So that's one of the most important advantages of A Course in Miracles. It opens the door for self-examination and introspection.
Only to set us free.
Just to set us free, absolutely. Yeah. So we love you, Mighty Companion. Thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you for being with us. Stay the course. We will continue.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send